Glory be to the name of the Lord. This is another wonderful day. We thank God for his mercy. We thank God for his love. We bless the name of the Lord for his demonstration of his power in this end time. We thank God for the oil of God that is working wonders. We thank God for the mighty move of God, mighty power of God. We thank God for the demonstration of the finger of heaven upon the lives of people. We thank God for what he has been doing, using this high voltage prophetic prayer to do in the life of people. We thank God because of his demonstration of his revival. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we appreciate your presence. Holy Spirit, we appreciate your activating power. Holy Spirit, we appreciate your moving force. Holy Spirit, we appreciate what you have been doing. Be thou exalted, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Today is the fourth day of the month of August, year 2021, the month of new beginning, the month of new chapter of greater testimony. I am telling everybody connected to us online, listen to me, this month, greater testimony shall come upon your life. This month, greater explosion or greater experience of God will come upon your life. This month, God's hand of his power, we go into your operation to fight for you. This month, all witchcraft balls flying against your destiny at night, they shall all be roasted. This month, the rock of ages shall crush into pieces all the Goliath contending with your destiny. This month, the hand of the Lord shall lift you high and place you on the level where no power of darkness can catch up with you. This month, God is going to rearrange your destiny and position you to have encounter with destiny helpers. This month, an event will be established by the Holy Ghost. That event will connect you to people that will help you. There's going to be a voice that will speak for you at the top. Your destiny will receive light. Your destiny shall be favored. Your destiny shall be colorated with favor. Your destiny shall receive more favor than before. This month is a month of new chapter. Is a month of open door. Is a month of multiple testimony, multiple breakthrough. Is a month of figure of God coming into the life of man to make a man God's man on earth. It's a month that is going to make you a decorated wonder. Is a month that you are going to wear the garment of celebration. Is a month that you are going to be celebrated. Is a month that the finger of heaven will uphold you. If this month is your month of celebration, join me right now wherever you are and shout seven thunderous amen. Let's go. Amen. 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 Wonderful Father, we thank you for another period like this. We thank you for what you have been doing using this prophetic decree. We thank you for what you are going to do. We thank you for all that you have been doing more and more in our life. We are seeing greater testimony. We are seeing testimony on every day. There is no day we will not have testimony. If you don't have testimony at all in the day, you see us having about 20, 30 testimonies of the mighty move of God, of the finger of God in operation, of the dimension of God in operation, in the life of people. Even people who are far near, the hand of God is moving far, because God's hand can never be restrained by geography of environment. All can never be restrained by distance. No, God's hand can never be limited by any force. The power of God can move and cut across all boundaries. The power of God can move and cut across all horizons. The power of God can move and can move to a high level where you even thought it cannot move to. We thank God for a lot of testimony coming to us. And we are thanking God because you are going to be the next one to share the testimony. Just position yourself ready. Position yourself because you are going to receive God's power. The touch of God is coming upon your life today in the name of Jesus Christ. Now I want you to get something ready, because as we begin to pray now, I'm going to pray on your oil. I'm going to pray on a bottle of water. If you get a bottle of oil, a bottle of water, I'm going to pray. Even if you have a mantle can be an handkerchief. It can be an handkerchief. It can be a cloth you have there. It can be anything. It can be your bed sheet. It can be any cloth. Just hold it in your hand. I'm going to pray on them. When the time comes, I'm going to do that. But listen to me right now. There are about seven prayers we are going to pray. These seven prayers, they are marching prayers. These seven prayers, they are destiny-changing prayers. These seven prayers, they are Goliath-crushing prayers. These destiny prayers, they are elevating prayers. And seven prayers, they are prayers your destiny has been waiting for. These seven prayers, they are prayers that you need in your life. These seven prayers, they are prayers that will catapult you to the next level. These seven prayers, they are prayer against every witchcraft activity in the dark against you. Get ready. And I know as you pray this prayer with aggression, God is going to answer you speedily. Pray the prayer the way I'm going to call it. Pray the prayer the way I'm going to pray it. Open your mouth and shout it loud and clear. Say, blood of Jesus, arise this morning. Destroy the garden of darkness against me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, arise this morning. Destroy the garden of darkness against me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, arise this morning. Destroy the garden of darkness against me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, arise this morning. Destroy the garden of darkness against me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, arise this morning. Destroy the garden of darkness against me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, arise this morning. Destroy the garden of darkness against me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, arise this morning. Destroy the garden of darkness against me in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Look at it now. If you can see what is happening there, you know that the hand of God is in operation. You are going to shout the second prayer very well. Say, every witchcraft gathering against my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft gathering against my destiny, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft gathering against my destiny, scatter, 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 scatter in Jesus' name we pray. This is number three. Pray this third one very well. Say, environmental strong man oppressing me in the night, your time is up. There, in the name of Jesus, environmental strong man oppressing me in the night, your time is up. There, in the name of Jesus, environmental strong man oppressing me in the night, your time is up. There, in the name of Jesus, environmental strong man oppressing me in the night, your time is up. There, in Jesus' name, pray. This is number four. Say, every witchcraft board, that is the bird that fly at night, every witchcraft bird flying against my destiny. Not every bird that fly at night are witchcraft. Not every bird you see flying at night is a witchcraft bird. No. But specific one on assignment against you is what we are addressing now. Every witchcraft bird flying against my destiny, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft bird flying against my destiny, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft bird flying against my destiny, fall down and die, fall down and die, fall down and die. In Jesus' name we pray. This is number five. Say, any power using the dark hour of the night to steal from my hand, yeah, in the name of Jesus. Any power using the dark hour of the night to steal from my hand, yeah, in the name of Jesus. Any power using the dark hour of the night to steal from my hand, yeah, in Jesus' name, pray. There's a person that needs to pray this next one very well. Anytime you sleep, you notice that you normally see the face of your husband making love with you. It's not your husband, it's a dark power. It's a spirit husband. And I want you to pray very well now. You are going to pray this next prayer very, very well. Say, powers using the faces of those I know to defy me in the dream. There, in the name of Jesus. Powers using the faces of those I know to defy me in the dream. There, in the name of Jesus. Powers using the faces of those I know to defy me in the dream. There, in the name of Jesus. Powers using the faces of those I know to defy me in the dream. There, in Jesus' name we pray. This is the seventh one. Pray very well. Say, oh God, my Father, arise and break the head of Goliath that is troubling my life in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, arise, break the head of Goliath that is troubling my life in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, arise now, break the head of Goliath, break the head of Goliath that is troubling my life in Jesus' name we pray. Bring out your bottle of oil now. La gosha talabu shaka. I soak that oil inside the blood of Jesus Christ. I soak the water inside the blood of Jesus Christ. I soak that mantle in your hand inside the blood of Jesus Christ. I plead the blood of Jesus on all these items. I command them right now to become an instrument of deliverance. I command this mantle, this water, and this oil to become an instrument of instant healing. They shall become an instrument for mighty move of God's power. They shall become an instrument of healing, miracles, signs, and wonders in the name of Jesus Christ. The finger of God shall rest upon them. In Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil down and anoint your belly button. And place your hand there while you pray this prayer loud and clear. Say, every inherited serpent hiding in my body, come out and die in the name of Jesus. Every inherited serpent hiding in my body, come out and die. 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 Every inherited serpent hiding in my body, come out there. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Take the oil and anoint your chest. You will shout with fire and with power. Say, witchcraft poison in my body, come out and die. In the name of Jesus, witchcraft poison in my body, come out and die. In the name of Jesus, witchcraft poison in my body, come out and die. In the name of Jesus, witchcraft poison in my body, come out and die. Come out, 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 come out and die. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. Anoint your head now. You will shout loud and clear. Say, every load of witchcraft on my head, backfire in the name of Jesus. Every load of witchcraft on my head, backfire, backfire, backfire. Every load of witchcraft on my head, backfire, 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 backfire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Aha. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Look at something that the Lord is doing there. Now, place your hand back to your belly button. Yes. And say this prayer. Shout it very, very loud. Say, blood of Jesus Christ, push out of my body every evil food I have eaten in the dream. In the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, push out of my body every evil food I have eaten in the dream. In the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, push out of my body. Push out of my body, push out of my body, push out of my body. Every food I've eaten in the dream, in Jesus' name we pray. Somebody may need to pray this prayer for about 10 minutes. When you are praying it, you will feel like if you want to vomit or you want to push out something, you want to pour out something from your mouth, you will see that sputum will be coming out of your mouth. Just make sure you don't swallow them. Push everything out. Take the oil now and drink a little bit. And if it's water you have, drink a little bit now. And we are going to pray that prayer part back again. Just drink a little bit. And put your hand on your belly button. Say it again loud and clear. Blood of Jesus Christ, push out of my body every evil food I have eaten in the dream. In the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, push out of my body every evil food I have eaten in the dream. In the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, push out of my body. 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 Push out. 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 Push out of my body every food I've eaten in the dream. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, push out of my body. Push out of my body. Push out of my body. Every food I've eaten in the dream. In Jesus' name we pray. Like I told you, somebody will need to pray this prayer for about 10 minutes. And immediately you are praying this prayer, you feel like throwing out. Make sure you push everything out. Take a tissue, push it out. Don't swallow anything. Just go to the toilet, push it out. And the Lord will perform his wonders in your life. There are sicknesses that need to go out now. I command every kind of sickness troubling you right now. Hear me right now. You arrow of typhoid in that blood, get out and go back to the sender. You arrow of diabetes, get out and go back to the sender. Ye can take it, take it. You arrow of anemia, get out and go back to the sender. Ye can take promotion. You arrow of ulcer, get out and go back to the sender. Lakatapaya, you arrow of constant headache, get out and go back to the center. You arrow of high blood pressure, get out and go back to the center. You arrow of asthma, get out and go back to the center. Leke teke lepo robo sonto leka papala. You arrow of cancer, get out and go back to the center. Leke sente lepo robo soto kalaba. You arrow of asthma, get out and go back to the center. You arrow of cataract, glaucoma, get out, get out, get out and go back to the center. You cataract. You arrow of arthritis, get out and go back to the center. You arrow of tuberculosis, get out and go back to the center. You arrow of any kind of virus, whether COVID virus or any kind of virus in your body, I command you, get out and go back to the center. Go back to the center. Go back, 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 go back to the center. In the name of Jesus. Oh my God, abo shentele bronso neke ya pa palia makandele o rimo pa ne kandele bo shonto diaha rakata pa palia mo sandaka. If you know that you have some ailment in your body, the water I pray on now, pray, drink that water 3 hourly. When you drink it now, in another 3 hours you drink it, in another 3 hours you drink it. You drink it like that for 3 days, 3 hourly. That is, you drink it three hourly. That if you drink it now in 3 hours, you take it in another 3 hours, you take it. That is 4 times in a day. And you do it like that for about 3 days, you are going to notice a perfect healing, a perfect deliverance will come up in your life, and you are going to rejoice. You are going to be strong. The strength of God will come upon you. You will receive that. You will receive the touch of heaven. Your bone will be renewed. Your blood will be renewed. And you've noticed that your muscle has been straightened up. Because the chain binding you down shall be broken, shall be broken, shall be broken, shall be broken in the name of Jesus. Anoint your 2 hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that this hand shall be anointed. This hand shall carry power. This hand shall carry the anointing that break the yoke. This hand shall become the hand of fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Anoint your leg now. I pray that these legs shall receive deliverance. The legs shall receive the dominion power. The legs shall move forward. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. All those connected to us right now, I command you right now, receive power to dominate the household wickedness. Receive power to live and fulfill your destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ, any of your destiny in captivity, I command your destiny to be released now. Be released from captivity. Be released, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone that is connected to us and you know that you are not fulfilling your destiny, you know things are not working very well. Every curse that is working against your destiny, I command the curse to break, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree that this month of new beginning is your month of open door, is your month of new elevation in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of witchcraft, embargo of your father's house that suppressed your destiny, that has lied you down, that has depressed you, that is working against your destiny, I command the embargo to scatter, 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 scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. And I command you now to receive freedom. Begin to shine. All destiny helpers that have not located you, that have not remembered you, the way the butler remembered Joseph in the prison, I command them right now in this month of new beginning, they shall be looking for you. 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 They shall be looking for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Those who have not married, get ready. This year is your year. Those who have not given birth, get ready. God is going to give you anointing to conceive. It's coming out. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. I see a lot of businesses coming up. I see people being blessed financially. I see the glory of God covering people. Yes, now, that's wonderful. There are people connected to me right now. You have not given your life to Jesus Christ. It's a waste of time if you are connecting to this program without giving your life to Jesus Christ. I say it again, it's a waste of time. What you need to do now is to confess your sin to the Lord. Tell the Lord, Father, I am sorry for my sin. Name your sin one by one. I'm sorry for my sin, Lord. Please have mercy upon me. I don't want to go like this, oh Lord. I don't want to run my life like this. I don't want to continue my race like this. Father, forgive me. Have mercy upon me. I confess my sin. I declare that you are my Lord and Savior. Come into my life and take control of my life. I surrender my life unto you. In Jesus' name we pray. That is a wonderful thing you have done. Heaven has been waiting for you to do what you have done now. You will notice that after today, you are going to be having a meaningful life and you are going to experience permanent peace because God is coming to your life now. I pray for you now that the Almighty God will touch you. The yoke of sin shall be broken. And as the Lord has grafted you into his own kingdom, I pray that you will receive more power to move forward. And your life shall receive favor. You will never remain the same. The glory of God, the power of God shall radiate over you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. All your prayer requests, as you are lifting me, as you are getting them right now in your hand, and you are lifting them up, they shall be answered by fire. The power of God shall come upon your request, and there will be testimony in your life in Jesus' mighty name. Don't forget, I still continue tomorrow. I deliberately make today a prayer meeting day, a time you can pray very well, because I want some people to still go back and pray this prayer that I've given here. This prayer are prophetic prayers. They are prayer to destroy every witchcraft activity working against you. And that is why I've given this time to pray this prayer. Make sure you pray this prayer more and repeat the prayer. It's going to help you. And tomorrow I'm going to continue on the key to connecting to the season of new beginning. But there are 2-3 prayers we are going to pray now. You have to pray them very well. Say this one very well. Say, agent of witchcraft in my family line that is oppressing my glory, be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Agent of witchcraft in my family line that is oppressing my glory, be disgraced, be disgraced, be disgraced, be disgraced in Jesus' name. Pray. Number 2, agent of witchcraft in my place of work that is riding on my glory, be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Agent of witchcraft in my place of work that is riding on my glory, be disgraced, be disgraced in Jesus' name. Pray. Number 3, agent of witchcraft in my foundation. Are you ready now? Agent of witchcraft in my foundation that has caged my glory, release it now in the name of Jesus. Agent of witchcraft in my foundation that has caged my glory, release it now in Jesus' name. Pray. Before you sleep, I want you to pray this prayer. Listen to the prayer. Any woman being that is working with Satan. I hope you're getting it. Any woman being that is working with Satan to alter my destiny, be disgraced openly in the name of Jesus Christ. The second one is like the same thing. Any woman being that is working with Satan and is behind the present condition I'm passing through, be exposed and be disgraced. Any woman being that is working with Satan and is behind the present condition I am passing through. You know what you are passing through. Some of you are passing through difficulty to conceive. Some of you are passing through difficulty to get married. Some of you are passing through difficulty to have your business, prospering. Some of you are passing through a lot of things. You know what you are passing through. Some of you are tied down with one sickness. Pray that prayer aggressively. Behind everything you are passing through is a spiritual force, and the enemy normally hides behind the dark. You pray that prayer, any agent of darkness, any human being that is working with the devil and is presently behind what I'm passing through, be exposed and be disgraced. Be exposed and be disgraced. Be exposed and be disgraced. When you pray that prayer very well for about 5-10 minutes, God will show you the secret and reveal to you the fellow behind it. When you see it, don't talk to the, don't harass anybody. Just private chat me and I will tell you the next thing to do. This is not the time to fight anybody. We are not fighting against flesh and blood. We are not fighting against human beings. Our contention and battle is against principalities and powers, against the ruler of darkness in high places, against spiritual wickedness in very high places. Our battle is not against flesh. Our battle is not physical battle. Our battle is not a fight battle that we can see that we are fighting. No, our warfare is a warfare of the spirit. Understand that we are not enemy of any human being. We are friend of all human beings, but we are enemy of agent of darkness that the enemy, that the devil has assigned against us to afflict us. No more affliction, no more oppression, no more depression, no more poverty, no more sickness, no more harassment, no more weeping. I command you to rise up and enter into the palace of your destiny. May God bless you and make you a carrier of blessing. In case you want to get across to us, or you have testimony you want to share, I love a lot of testimony I've received today. Just pass it across to my WhatsApp number. Say, Tessis, if I don't read it, you can easily also send a text to me. I will definitely read it. Pass it down to the WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. The Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire and Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Flagstaff Town. Mountain of Fire and Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Flagstaff Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel. God bless you in Jesus' name.